Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey guys, good morning. Happy Friday Eve. It's one of our favorite days. It is also National Nurses Day. Where would we be without our nurses?
Right.
Also, just so you know, if you are a nurse or even a healthcare worker in general, you can get some free coffee at Dunkin' this morning before you head into work. Yeah, just show them their ID. You'll get a free medium hot or iced coffee. I would recommend a hot one only because it's actually a little chilly.
A little morning, cool, right? Yesterday after some rain blew through. Yeah.
I wore a jacket this morning.
Yeah, me too. Well, hoodie. But it's the same thing, I guess. You mentioned nurses, National Nurse Day today. So, yeah, we want to salute all those nurses out there. And that's what's going to be the Beat the Bee trivia. I think we're going to do, like, nurse questions. Not medical questions,
okay.
I promise.
All right.
So, like, things about famous nurses and
Florence
stuff like
Nightingale.
That. Florence Nightingale.
That's the only nurse, right?
But there's some good nurse questions out there.
Cool. That's
so
cool.
We'll do that. You guys will get a chance to play for a $50 gift card to Brick and Brew. That's going to happen at 7:30. Of course, 8 o'clock, we're going to do our gender reveal contest winner. It is Bo. Another hubby is going to be on. Bo from Levittown.
Well, because the moms are busy working. Even though they're pregnant,
So it's our What Will It Be gender reveal at 8 o'clock. We can't wait to hear what Bo and the fam is having. IQ at 8:15, $202. It is a personal one. I have 9 of these. Jen has none. What is it? $202 at 8:15. That Disney code word, of course, at 5 p.m., a chance to win a Disney World trip for four with Mark Shepard. Again, Mark is not going to go with you. He's just going to announce it on the air.
He would if you asked.
Oh, my gosh. I think he'd hide in your luggage.
I
mean,
it.
He's a little big for that, but he's a pretty big guy. He's just tall.
He is.
Yes. Be Up Club. We're going to jump on over to our Facebook page right now. Join us if you can for some more nonsense at B101 Philly.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday Eve to you and also to our top fan of the day today. A big congratulations to Sharon Millaway. And Sharon is from Beverly, New Jersey. Sharon, we appreciate you listening to the Bee. We're so glad that you liked our B101 Philly Facebook page. And she's really cool with us, Bill.
In fact, I believe this is her first time being named a top fan.
It's a new distinction because of all the interaction she has with us.
That's right. She's so great. And you know what, Sharon? We're going to celebrate you today with a lot of shout outs on air and social media love. And Top Fan is sponsored by Kimmel Center. The Kimmel Center Cultural Campus celebrates Teacher Appreciation Week. Prizes at KimmelCenter.org. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Don't know if you guys saw this or not, but Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice, mother of four, just revealed in an interview that she literally has a bucket with her kids' baby teeth in it. She saved all of their teeth, and I'm not going to judge because I saved each of my kids' first haircuts.
Really?
I have a clip of their hair, you know, with the wax holding it together at the end. I saved all their christening gowns. Bill, I brought them in.
Let me see.
These are, look how small they are.
They are tiny.
These are Kelly's, my firstborn's first pair of shoes.
Oh, they're cute.
3 to 6 month old shoes. And they fit in the palm of my hand.
Where do you keep it?
I literally keep these in my underwear drawer.
Really?
Does
she know that?
I doubt it.
I bet she'd think that was really sweet. But the other kids' first shoes,
don't
have?
No, just Kelly's.
Just Kelly's, the chosen one. Now, they are adorable. Now, I did ask my mom, what did she save, you know? And I was kind of curious. Actually, nothing.
But, come on, really?
But she kept every, and this is precious. Every single photo of me and her family, which I think to me is absolutely amazing. So when I go over there times, I like looking through the photo album and they're huge, Jen.
Yeah.
They're like, she's got like five of them and they're massive.
Good,
so it is cool
good.
Going through that. Yeah. So I do love those photographs. But how about you guys? Is there like anything you kept of your kids when they were little?
Yeah. What do you have tucked away somewhere in your underwear drawer like I do? Give us a call because we'd love to hear. 888-333-B101 is our number. 888-333-B101. What have you kept of your kids since when they were very small, when they were little babies? The reason this came up is because Victoria Beckham says she has a bucket full of all four of her kids' baby teeth. I mean, I know I've got clips from their first haircuts, but how about you guys?
We threw this question out to our Be Up Club members this morning on Facebook. Got a lot of great comments, of course, as we usually do. Vicky also kept her baby's teeth. Linda has locks of her baby's hair.
Yep.
Janice kept all of their handmade cards.
Oh, I wish I had done that.
Oh, you didn't? I'm surprised. Sharon had both of her daughter's first shoes bronzed.
Really, Sharon?
Again, I'm surprised you didn't do that. Pam still has a cloth diaper her son used to sleep with. And yes, it's clean.
Oh, I know.
But anyway, how about you guys? What have you kept from your kids when they were little? What do you still have that means so much to you? 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
So we're wondering this morning, what, if anything, of your kids you have kept since they were little? Now, this came up because Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham, she's a mom of four, and she says she has a bucket to this day filled with her kids' baby teeth. I kept clips from the kids' first haircuts. You know, I've got their christening gowns, Kelly's first pair of shoes. I kept those.
That's cool. Yeah, I checked with mom. Nothing. She's got nothing, but she's got a lot of pictures. Of course, I don't have kids, so I guess you can say I kept my sanity. Right, Jen?
Oh, good Lord, Bill.
How about you, Sharon? What do you still have from your kids?
I have their coming home dress. I have their christening dress.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little tooth fairy kit. And it had a little box to put all the teeth in.
Right.
I have their shoes.
Wow.
I have games and toys. I have a lot of their fur.
Wow.
Okay, so, now, how old are they now? I'm just curious.
37 and 36.
Oh,
okay.
That's amazing.
Sharon, you're going to keep it forever, we're assuming, at this point.
Yes. Yeah, I also have hair.
Yeah.
Everything you can imagine.
How about that?
When you say they're coming home dressed, do you mean what they wore home from the hospital?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Well, I hope that these children, this Sunday, totally celebrate you, Mom, on Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Oh, they've already started. I received flowers, and two more things are coming.
Oh, awesome. That's wonderful. You're a great mom, Sharon. I'm so glad you kept all that.
Yes, I am too. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Yes, absolutely. And if you're a mom or a dad who saved stuff from your kids when they were little, we'd love to hear what you still have to this day. 888-333-B101. So what have you kept of your kids when they were little? And the reason this came up is because Victoria Beckham says she's got a bucket full of all four of her kids' baby teeth. I mean, I've got clips from their first haircuts.
And you have your daughter's first pair of shoes.
I do.
Which are so tiny and cute. Jen actually brought them in to show me. How about you, Janice? What do you still have of your kids?
I have kept all of my daughter's dresses from when she was a toddler.
Yeah.
And when she got engaged, I had a quilt made for her with all her dresses.
Janice, I just got chills.
That's amazing
honestly.
That you did that.
Yeah. It's beautiful. She cried for hours.
I'm sure.
Well, Janice, I think you just inspired a lot of moms out there
totally.
To do the same thing. That is
incredible.
Believe
it or not, I couldn't find anybody to do it. I Googled it. And somebody from Louisiana offered to make it for me that had just started quilting, and it turned out to be the most beautiful quilt you'd ever want to see.
How about that?
Still gives me chills. You know?
Such a beautiful idea, and I'm sure your daughter's going to honor you big time on Sunday, Janice. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you so much.
This will be cool for Mother's Day. How about winning a $50 gift card to Brick and Brew with three area locations? Your chance to win it when we play Beat the Bee at 7:30. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It's a $50 gift card to Brick and Brew Gastropub with locations in Havertown and Media. Thanks to visitdelcopa.com. And this morning, We're playing with Candy from Glen Olden because she was caller number 10.
That's right. Candy, it is five trivia questions for Jen. Today's category, nurse trivia. You can bet on Jen or against her. Three out of five, right, and you're going to win. Candy, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
Yes, I am.
All right, great. Now, first off, Candy, are you a nurse?
No, but I work in healthcare.
Oh, look at that. Well, thank you for all you do.
What do you do, Candy?
I'm a front desk at a doctor's office.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Candy Striper. That would be a cool name, right? No?
Oh,
kind of like a nurse? So stupid. All right.
No.
Let's move on to question one. Jen, Nurse Ratched is a character from what book and movie? What book and movie is Nurse Ratched from? I'll give you a hint if you want.
I do want a hint.
All right. The movie star Jack Nicholson. Nurse Ratched. Candy, will she know that?
Yes.
I even watched this, and I know who it is. It's the woman that played Marsha Croft, Marsha on the OJ thing.
Because it was in the Netflix, that gory Netflix series. Think about it. Nurse what?
Nurse Ratched.
Nurse Ratched, but where?
American Horror Story.
Well, what's the... No, what's the character from originally?
The Shining.
Are you going to pass?
Does Candy know? Do you know what it is?
You know what it
One
is,
Candy? One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's what it was.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Plenty of chances to win, Candy. Here we go. Jen, which celebrity was once a nurse? Tina Turner or Tina Fey? Which Tina was once a nurse?
Really?
Yeah, one of them was a nurse. Candy, will she know that?
I'll go with yes. It's a 50-50
go with yes. So, Jen, is it Tina Turner or Tina Fey?
I really never knew this. Why not? Tina Turner.
Tina Turner is correct.
Yes,
that
excellent.
Is good job. That's a good job. You're on the board. Here we go. Question three. Jen, my sister Sue, she's an artist now, but was once a nurse. Still has her nursing license. Now, years ago, I met a lot of her classmates. How many of those classmates did I date?
Come on, Bill.
Higher or lower than three? Candy, will she know that?
We'll go with yes.
All
what
right.
is wrong with you, honestly?
What do you mean? I'm a social guy. I met some of her classmates.
I got to go with higher than three.
It was actually two.
Come
just
on.
Two. That's right. Kathy and Sarah. I liked Kathy, but Candy, her five-year-old son, kept punching me in the face, so we had to end things. I'm not even joking. I guess the kid knew
What'd
something.
What'd you do to him?
I don't know. He just knew something, I guess. He didn't like me.
All right, Candy, we
have
to get
sweep.
The next two right.
All right, you ready?
Yes, we do.
All right.
All right, true or false, Jen? Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing, was actually born in Florence, Italy, which is maybe how she got her name. Who knows?
True or false? That's what
true or false?
Candy, will you know that?
Go with no, she's not going to know that.
Well, I always thought she was English, so I'm going to say that is false. She was born in England.
She is English, but she was born in Florence, Italy. That is true. You got that wrong, Jen, but Candy got that right.
Oh, good, Candy.
So,
okay.
Candy, here it all comes down to question five. Jen, what time-traveling nurse uses her knowledge of 20th century medicine during the 18th century in the Outlander series? Can you name that nurse?
I love Outlander,
Candy. That's a hint and clue for you.
Then I'll go with yes.
All right.
Do you ever watch it? Do you watch the show or do you read the books?
I don't.
Okay. I totally recommend. Her character's name, is that what you're
asking? She's got many names. Is that right?
What?
Well, give me one of the names.
Well, her first name is Claire. Mm-hmm. She was Claire Randall.
Claire,
she was
that's
Claire
good
Frazier.
Enough. Claire
Beecham.
Randall is fine. I don't watch. Claire Randall's correct. Good job, Candy.
Congratulations.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah, you got a $50 gift card to Brick and Brew Gastropub with locations in Havertown and Media. Thank you to visit DelcoPA.com. Enjoy, Candy. Take a break and go out, you know?
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It was nice playing with you, but if you can hold on a moment, we'll get your info, okay?
Thank you.
There is no way you only dated two of your
sisters. I'm telling you. I
That's so unlike you.
I was shy back then, Jen. Make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We are Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Well, we are celebrating Mother's Day all this week at this time at 8 a.m. by talking to winners of our What Will It Be Gender Reveal Contest, sponsored by Axia Women's Health. Women deserve more. And this morning, we have another dad-to-be on the line. This is so exciting. Ready to share his happy news, Beau Fleming. Beau is from Levittown. His wife is Brianna. Congratulations, Beau, to you and your wife.
Yeah, Beau.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it.
Great.
Of course. I love how we're having more dads be part of this, too, yeah. You know? So is Brianna, is she at work right now, or what is she doing?
So she's actually sleeping right now. She works at CHOP, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So she actually worked last night, so she's sleeping this morning.
Okay. Oh. Is she a nurse?
She's actually a respiratory therapist.
Wow.
And she does the overnights.
Yep. She works 7 to 7, so she's actually probably just now going to bed.
Tell us the love story. How did you meet?
So we actually met in high school. We've been together for about 10 years now.
Wow.
And we actually got married last October.
Oh, congratulations.
That's fantastic.
That is awesome. Now, is this your first baby? Obviously, it will be, right, if you just got married?
Yes, it is. Yes, this is our first child.
Well, her due date, I understand it's October 16th, so it's going to actually be here, Bo, before you know
it.
Yes, I know. The first couple weeks have already flown by, so I'm assuming the rest is going to fly by also.
Is she showing yet at all?
She is a little bit. She thinks she's showing more than I think, but she definitely is showing a little bit.
Are you doing anything like, I know when we were pregnant, we would take monthly pictures of my belly just to see if it was getting any bigger. Are you doing anything like that?
Yeah, she actually is. She bought symbols off Amazon. And every month, she's actually having me take a photo of her. So we've been doing that now for the last 2 months.
Excellent. Cool. You're going to be so glad you have those pictures, you know?
Yeah, I was definitely seeing a change.
Well, I know you've got your friends and your family listening to B101 right now to hear the happy news. How are you feeling? You okay?
Yeah, feeling good. Feeling good. A little nervous.
All right, a little nervous. All right, Bo, are you ready to announce? What will it be? Go ahead.
So we are going to have a little girl for our first child.
Yay!
Awesome.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's wonderful. It is so fun buying little girl dresses. Pink, everything. Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah. It's going to have me wrapped around her finger in no time.
So. I bet. Daddy's little girl. Any, not to put you on the spot, but any names in mind?
We have a couple. We might stick with the B names, but as of now, we still haven't narrowed it down to a certain amount, so we're still looking.
Well,
Bo and Brianna on B101.
A little B baby.
Sounds good.
Well, you know what? Your B baby will be getting a B101 baby B onesie. It's one of the prizes that we are giving you just for entering our What Will It Be gender reveal contest. So you're going to go through onesies like crazy, Bo. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
And you also get a $200 Visa gift card. You can shop for your baby B. Sponsored by Axia Women's Health. Women deserve more. And we couldn't do this contest without Axia.
Absolutely.
So again, we want to thank you for being part of our contest and congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it.
And give Brianna our best, Bo.
But don't wake her up.
Yes, don't wake her up. Don't do that.
Definitely will. Definitely will. Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. You take care.
All right, you as well.
See, Bill, doesn't that get you in the mood to have a baby? Bo is. Bill should.
Doesn't work like that. Let's move on to another topic, shall we? How about money? $202 you can win with our impossible question coming up very soon around 8:15. We're Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
And I just thought of that song, Africa, was one of the answers to our IQ way back. You remember? It was like,
I do.
We both have one of these, and they both came from like 1981 or two. And mine was the ringtone, Africa from Toto. And you were?
I was Shock the Monkey.
Yeah. Look at that, a little IQ.
Still is. That is still mine.
It's the same here. Okay. I still have the same ringtone. A little IQ history for you guys. But let's focus on the question at hand, shall we? It's a personal IQ worth $202. I have 9 of these, while Jen has none. What are they?
Linda, hi. What is your guess?
I would guess baseball cap.
That's
baseball
a great
cap.
One.
Oh, so many, because I golf a lot. I wear them all
He's
the time.
He's wearing one right now. I don't have any, so it does make sense, but not it.
Okay, great. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Bye-bye.
Do you like this one today?
I can't read it. What does it say?
Well, it says live lucky. It's got a little four-leaf clover on it.
Maybe you will be lucky if you can answer the IQ. So Bill has 9 of these. I don't have any. What are they? $202 if you guess it right. And again, our number. Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101.
$202 for the impossible question. Of course, it's a personal one. I have 9 of these while Jen has none. What are they?
It's gonna be May. May!
May, sorry.
Hi, good morning. What's your guess?
Weight.
Well, you know, you wouldn't know it by looking at me, but I've not touched a weight in like months, Jen.
Now, what does that mean we wouldn't know by looking at you? Because you look so buff?
No. I didn't say that because I've been wearing baggy clothes. I've been wearing hoodies and a lot of stuff. I'm trying to cover the atrophied muscle. Because that's what I'm trying to do. That's right. I have to get back in the gym. I'm a blob of goo.
May, it is not weights, but you have a great day.
Oh.
Thank you, May.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Hi, Linda. This is a personal IQ. I have 9 of these. Jen has none. What are they?
Neckties.
I have quite a few neckties.
Jen, I certainly don't have any.
I probably have about, believe it or not, like 15. Do you remember when B101 back in the day had a stupid dress code?
And whose fault was that?
Prior ownership, by the way. But they blame it on me because I was such a sloppy dresser. But I actually started wearing ties to work.
You looked very handsome with your ties.
Oh, thank you, Jen.
I'd rather see you in a tie than those toes in your flip-flops, which is why we got the dress code to begin with.
All my fault. All the time, Linda. But not it. It's not the necktie.
Erica, how about you? What do you think the answer is?
Beer steins? I think I'm saying it right.
You know, it's interesting. I have a ton of beer glasses. I don't own one beer stein.
Now, that's strange because...
Isn't that shocking?
We do. Well, they're my husband's, obviously, but I think he's got two.
I gotta get one. And now, I'm not planting this idea for Jen for Christmas, but I'm just saying.
I'm taking notes.
She always takes notes. By the way, Jen is the best gift getter ever. You always get the perfect gift. You really do.
Thank you.
Put that one away.
Well, if I get you a beer stein, it will be because of Erica.
Because of Erica.
But unfortunately, it's not the right guess. I'm very sorry.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so that means we're going to add another $101 to the IQ jackpot, guys, making it $303 tomorrow morning.
That would be nice, right, to take that home in time for the weekend for Mother's Day. All right, again, it's a personal IQ. So Bill has 9 of these. I don't have any. What are they? Think about it. We'll take your guesses at 8:15 tomorrow morning on B101. And it's time now to be on top of it, entertainment-wise, sponsored by Dell Technologies. If you've always liked going up to New York City to go see a Broadway show, you will soon be able to go again. So Broadway is scheduled to reopen at full capacity on September 14th, and show tickets actually go on sale today.
Wow.
Prince William, Kate Middleton, they just launched their own YouTube channel just to give you a glimpse into royal life. I will be subscribing today.
I bet.
They also changed their official Instagram account name, just so you know, to Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. And we're just finding out that the day that Bill and Melinda Gates filed for divorce, he gave her $1.8 billion worth of stock. Whoa. Now, who knows if that's the final settlement? I'm sure it's not. I mean, they did not have a prenup, and their combined assets worth $130 billion.
You can't even fathom that amount of money. That's incredible.
I can't fathom the $1.8 billion.
I mean, it's incredible. Here's the latest from our hashtag Free Britney story, Jen. It seems to be a new one every day, but Britney is going to ask a judge to remove her dad, Jamie, from the conservatorship, but not end the legal arrangement altogether, which is kind of an interesting twist. She's going to speak at that status hearing on June 23rd, back in November.
She just wants her dad out.
She just wants her dad out. Yeah. She said back in November she's afraid of Jamie and will not perform any shows with him in charge of her career.
Wow.
So we want to see him removed from that, and obviously Britney can perform again.
Yeah.
And she's still got a lot left in her. She's 39.
Heck yeah.
A lot of years. And the new Marvel series Loki has a premiere date now, Jen. June 9th on Disney Plus. Cannot wait.
I actually am going to like this, Bill, because it's Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston.
And I like him.
He's one of your all-time faves. Yeah, this is exciting. New episodes are going to drop every Wednesday. The series, of course, as you mentioned, stars Tom Hiddleston, who reprises his role as Loki, the brother of Thor. And this is one day before my birthday. So, for the birthday present. I'm sure that's why they did it. That's Be On Top of It. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
And it's time now to be positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while you're working on this beautiful Friday Eve. And it is sponsored by T-Mobile. So go to B101Philly.com/T-Mobile to find out how to enter T-Mobile's Gratitude Day sweepstakes for the chance to win a $500 Visa gift card. All right, if you are back at work, you know what? Even if you're at home, you can still do this. Mm-hmm. Get your office pool together because tomorrow night's Mega Millions drawing, it's up there once again.
$370 million. Jen is going to get our tickets today. I only have $2 on me. So what are we getting, like two sets of numbers?
I don't care. That's fine. You give me two, I'll put in two.
Okay.
Yeah, that's two. I mean, this is the only time we ever play when it gets up there.
Well, I could give you more cash tomorrow. You know what I mean? Get a couple more tickets.
Oh, do you want me to wait then and get them tomorrow?
Yeah. I'd rather have more tickets, more sets of numbers.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Bring in more money, yeah.
Now, the odds of winning, 1 in 302.6 million.
Now, this is supposed supposed to be a be positive story.
I know, but you have zero chance if you don't play. So you have to be positive, and who knows? You might get super lucky.
You might. We might.
Yeah, we might. Oh, who are we kidding? We're going to be stuck working for the rest of our lives. That is Be Positive. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.